Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
It's time for...
All right. Ladies, mail.
Brent Reed, journalist. I've lost the plot here, Fettingham. Reedy, are you there?
I'm here, yes. I'm
now,
at the SCG.
Before you get to your mail, I've been informed. I've got some mail of my own here. Pete, the security guard, tells me you had to be moved at Cogra on Thursday night. What is going on there?
Well, there was a bit of tape-up, and I thought because I was media that I was able to go beyond it, and I was told I had to move. They turfed me.
Mm. So you went into the clean zone?
I went into the sort of, it was outside, it was off the ground. It was in the front row of the stand, but apparently the front row of the grandstand, you're not supposed to go there. So, I suppose it was cleanish zone.
It might have been similar to when you were asked to move by the security guard in the shopping centre a couple of weeks ago, Maroon. Yeah,
well, it probably was similar to that.
What happened there? What, has there been any sort of fallout from that incident? Has it been through the court system yet?
No, it's all been, the other party apologised and I gave them a small invoice and it's all been put to bed. Now, what's the latest on the coaching business up there at the Cowboys, Reedy?
Yeah, look, they had a board meeting on Friday where they decided what process they would follow. Basically, they've decided they're going to go through a procedure where they get all the applications, then they externally source anyone that they think who might be in the mix and approach them. They're going to make a short list. They're going to conduct an interview process, and then they're going to shortlist again, second round of interviews, and make a call on the coaching situation. They hope to have a decision by the end of August, maybe mid-September. I reckon ultimately you're going to have a short list of potentially three guys. Now, I reckon those three guys are going to be one, Todd Payton, who's obviously doing a great job at the Warriors at the moment. He's a former Cowboys coach. He was on the coaching staff there for a long time. He's highly thought of up there. I think he's going to be one of the guys. I think the second one, if he is interested, will be Jason Riles. Now, as I understand it, Rolsey hasn't yet thrown his hat in the ring because he's obviously got a deal to go to England and join Eddie Jones at the end of the year and join the coaching staff over there. But I know the Cowboys are interested in talking to Jason Riles, and I think if Jason decides he wants to be in the picture, he'll be on that short list. The other guy I reckon will be Nathan Brown, who obviously was just in with you guys. I think there's a view that perhaps the Cowboys need to find a bit of love of the game again. They've got some good young players up there, and I think they view Nathan Brown as one of those guys who can do that. So I reckon they'll go through a process, but if I was a betting man right now, I think as long as Riley was interested, it's a race in three, and I reckon those three guys will make the shortlist at the end of it all.
That sounds like a very long process. The August, September you're talking about, is that 2025 we'll know?
Look, I think last time, I think they headhunted Greeny for memory. I think this time they want to go through a pretty exacting process to make sure that they're on the money with their coach. They're going to, as I said, the ultimate coach they decide on is likely to have to go through two rounds of interviews. So, look, they made that decision on Friday. They're going to step it up next week. But that's the way they've decided to go about it, Sterling. They want to go through that interview process and basically ask the questions they need to ask.
Okay. So there was a couple of more experienced coaches that would have been on the list as well, I would imagine, or would have put their CVs in, Reedy. That would have been obviously Tooves and Anthony Griffin. Guys have been overlooked.
Well, I'm not saying they've been overlooked yet, Gerds. I'm just saying that's where I think it'll end up. And look, I think they'll approach some other coaches who are potentially currently contracted.
Kevvy Walters also, didn't he throw his hat in the ring?
Look, he did, he did. But I think a bloke like Michael Maguire, who's only got a year left in his deal, it wouldn't surprise me if the Cowboys sound out Michael Maguire to see whether he's interested, because obviously there's been some rumblings at the Tigers, and Madge has been a bit frustrated with that, with the way things are going there. It's probably not developing as quickly as he hoped it would. So it would not surprise me if the Cowboys sound out Michael Maguire. All those guys are in the mix, but I think ultimately I think that's where it'll land. I think the three names I mentioned, unless a guy like Michael Maguire or Wayne Bennett say, yeah, I'm interested, then I think it'll end up with those three guys.
It's a good coaching business, isn't it? Did you see the letter that the Warriors sent out to those who weren't successful and just inserted the names? Thanks for the interest, but no thanks.
Yeah.
Hey, I know. Tough. Reedy, what about in terms of the Warriors with Todd Payton? I mean, how do the timelines compare? Because if Todd Payton wanted to stay at the Warriors, for example, but he missed out on that, and then he might have missed out on the Cowboys. Do you know much about the timeline the Warriors are looking at the moment?
I think the Warriors are very, very close to making a decision. Very close. And Toddy may have a decision to make there. He may have to decide whether he wants to hold out for the Cowboys. I think you ask most coaches on the market at the moment, if you gave them an option out of the Cowboys or the Warriors, they'd probably choose the Cowboys. So Toddy may have a decision to make there. I think the Warriors are very, very close. I don't think they're far away from making a call at all.
And he knows the Cowboys as well.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, he's been over in New Zealand. He's obviously an Aussie and he's had his family over there. So, you know, he may have a big decision to make, Todd Payton.
Yeah, not a bad decision for a guy that hasn't coached at NRL as a head coach yet. But I tell you what, you just got me my ears pricked there with the Madge Maguire thing at the West Tigers. Are you suggesting that maybe the Tigers and Madge could part company earlier than the contract?
No. Look, I don't think the Tigers would want to lose Madge. No way in the world. I'm just saying that it wouldn't surprise me if the Cowboys sound out Madge and perhaps sound out the Tigers about it all. It just would not shock me because, I mean, if you look at the situation there, that loss they had on Friday last night, you know, you can just see the frustration with Madge. It's not moving as fast as he hoped it would. I'm not saying Madge will leave. I'm not saying Madge would approach the Cows. I'm saying it wouldn't surprise me if the Cowboys sound out Michael Maguire because he's a good coach. We all know he's a good coach. And he looks a bit frustrated at the moment.
Stilo, when you look at that Cowboys roster, how far do you think they would realistically be from, you know, being a top four side?
Oh, they're, I think, a number of seasons away. I wouldn't think three or four seasons before we'd even be contemplating that. They've got some good young players coming
even with
through.
Val at the back and obviously Morgan back.
Well, I think Hamiso Tabui, he might end up as a fullback, even though he end up with a very expensive winger in Valentine Holmes out there. But just the continued development of the young players, like top four, yeah, it's hard enough to get between eight and five, but then, you know, that's next level. So they're a ways off, I think.
All right, guys, what we might do here is take a little break and come back because we've still got a fair bit to do in Reedy's Mail. So we'll come back very shortly and wrap it up. The Saturday Scrum is Triple M rocks the footy. But we're just going to finish off with Reedy's Mail on Triple M. Let's get Reedy back up. Now, Reedy, we wanted to ask you the latest on the whole Jack DeBellin thing.
Yeah, now he had a hearing, a pre-trial argument they had in recent weeks. The judge made they met again on Friday. The judge has put off a decision on that pre-trial argument till the end of August. So in turn, Jack DeBellin's put off a decision on his future until after that decision comes down. So the Warriors and the Dragons will have to wait. I know the Dragons have spoken to the NRL already about the salary cap ramifications of re-signing Jack DeBellin. He's on contract at the end of the year. He's got a massive offer on the table from the Warriors, but we'll have to wait till early September, it sounds like, for a decision by Jack DeBellin on what he does. And then he's obviously got the criminal hearing in November.
So he's going to have missed it. Two full seasons of NRL and then possibly be playing for another club.
Well, the Dragons are hopeful once that decision comes down at the end of August, they're going to go back to the NRL and ask if he can play straight away. The NRL's probably going to say no. There's no appetite to bring him back before the criminal hearing. So, yes, he'll have gone 2 years without playing rugby league. He'll get a pay rise out of it and he'll find a new club, provided, of course, he avoids jail.
All right, Reedy, thanks so much, mate.
Must be some flies where Reedy is. Here, the fly spray.
Yeah, I can hear that. Yeah. That was very...
flies on Reedy.
From mosquitoes or something at the SCG, are there, Reedy?
No.
Getting the bag on out.
No, it wasn't me.
No,
it might have been someone near me.
We'll let you go, mate. Always good to catch up. Reedy's Mail there.
Speaking of a white anting, obviously you're trying to white ant Tony.
No, I am not.
But Michael Chamis.
Yes, he's trying to white ant you.
Well, I was going to say Reedy. He might be trying to white in both of us.
Right.
Doing a great job on the sideline.
He's doing a very good job, isn't he?
Let's just get rid of Reedy then. Mm. What do you think?
Well, you know which way I'd vote on that, Em. I'd always vote with you.
Mm-hmm. Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.